Our guest of the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Mark, how are you?
Well, good. Now, we're about to come to the end of the street project, and of course, most of the part of that that was causing the most aggravation as far as traffic is concerned has been completed for some time. But North Monroe is very near completion.
And that was an extra one that we were able to get money from the Texas Water Development Board to handle. Mm-hmm. We're just about a block and a half or so from completing that. That was supposed to be completed about the middle of December, so we're pretty much on schedule as far as that goes.
And then the other project, which people are probably less aware of, over on West Neal, south of the university, that should be complete in January.
And that's right on schedule, too. And then the final, which will be a redo, is Lee Street. Lee Street is kind of coming up and coming apart, and the contractor said he wasn't happy with it. So we picked May, when we're kind of out of school and between sessions, to come in and kind of chew that up and then put a whole new Lee Street down.
And that's the street that runs along the north edge of the campus. Okay, good. Now, there's something interesting that you're telling me about that, and it's fairly complicated, but the bottom line is, come the spring, in May, probably, you might put before the voters the opportunity to vote on either fixing the existing swimming pool, which has been out of commission for quite some time.
A couple of years.
Or building a splash park. This is something that might go before the voters.
And without getting too involved, it's how the state lets us use sales tax. We get a half a cent from the state on all of our sales tax. That sales tax then is divided, or in some cases, some cities or corporations, as they're known, get that half a cent, and it would stay in, we would call it type A or 4A corporation. Some take it and put it in a 4B corporation. It's what you use the money for. Some cities are 4A and 4B. So the money, that half a cent, is divided among the two different corporations. And that's been changed now to type A and type B. The point, I think, that you're hitting at, we had a recent meeting with an attorney from Dallas, and we discovered, we've been working on this for a couple of years now since the pool was shut down. Is there any way what we can do to try to generate enough income to fix it or not? And as you know, we went the avenue of the splash park for a while, and that met with some resistance, then was accepted. And so there was a lot of limbo going on in Commerce. Well, we found out that we can use type A funds for type B projects if it's put before the voters. And so in kind of discussion with city manager, we were talking about what would be the options here, maybe, and we're looking at maybe in January having an agenda item put before the city council, where the city council will vote whether or not to put it on the ballot. Mm-hmm. And the idea here is that there would perhaps be a ballot measure that would allow the citizens to say, do you want a pool or do you want a splash park? And I'm not sure, do you want a pool, you want a splash park, you want neither. I don't know if there's going to be three options or not.
Right.
But at least what we'll be able to do is to say to the city, you get a chance, you get to pick, as opposed to kind of saying, well, we'd like to do this, we'd let the city council. So the city council is turning it back over to the city.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you have basically type A sales tax cities and type B sales tax cities. Type B, they can use the sales taxes for some things that you ordinarily wouldn't think of. That
recreation.
Cities, recreational type activities and projects. And what you're saying is that you've learned that you can use the type A sales tax revenue if the voters approve the project.
And the state auditors don't like more than like one vote every year. So although we vote twice, May and November, they'll take one a year, maybe one every other year, so that the option comes up.
Yeah. We're talking with John Bilotti, the mayor of Commerce. And this is very hypothetical in that you say you're going to have a discussion item in January among the city council, and they would decide at that time whether they want to do this and put it in front of the voters.
What would happen is, I think we're trying to discuss about making it an agenda item.
Uh-huh.
For the so it would be at the public in front of the public at the city council meeting.
Right. Well, there's a lot of interest in that. As I don't have to tell you.
Sure.
You hear all the time from people who want to fix the pool, and that's certainly understandable. But it's easier said than done, and it's an expensive proposition.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So. Very quickly, we have some new scoreboards at Eddie Moore Park. That's a nice thing.
Well, I've been coaching out there for most of the 13 years I've lived in Commerce, except for the last two. My youngest son finally aged out. And yes, the scoreboards out there have gone through two or three renovations in the time that I was there. The last one was probably 3 or 4 years ago, and they look nice for a year or so and then kind of don't make it. Well, we've had different organizations in the Commerce community and Greenville that have contributed funds, and we do have four new scoreboards for each one of the fields out at Eddie Moore Park.
Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks, John Mark.
And we're talking with John Bilotti, the mayor of Commerce, of course, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.